eDigital Africa Media presents Everything Digital with Faith History. And now, Faith History.
Hey guys, my name is Faith History. Welcome to eDigital Africa, the show for digital savvy millennials. Now, you know that we all talk about, you know, securing the bag. Now, trying to secure the bag without any strategy in place is like going to the mall, trying on stuff you like, all your clothes and everything. You're very happy, but your wallet is actually at home. How do you plan to pay for all these things that you're trying on, all these clothes? Does that ring a bell to you? Yeah, if you can relate, then you need this episode. Today, we are going to be talking about how to increase your earning potential in 2021. All right, this year, yes. And here's what I want you to expect from this episode. You know, a little bit about my own journey, practical ways that I've explored to increase my earning potential, and some digital platforms that you can be on to help you achieve this. Can't wait to share all of that with you since you're here. So thank you for joining us. Quick one, if you listened to the last episode, or if you've been listening to our show for a while, then you'll know that I'm very interested in improving your life in every single way. So not just tech or business. And if you're all up for that, then keep listening. All right. So, you know, over the years, I've worked at different places and I have run different type of businesses. And I have had a chance to, you know, look at how I've been able to increase my own income. And I've put all of that in a book called Digital Dummy to Digital Diva. It's coming out soon. If you want to pre-order, please send us an email dummy to diva at gmail.com. dummy to diva at gmail.com. Send us an email at that email address, okay? All right, so why am I sharing all this with you anyway? Like, you know, like, all I want to do is just inspire you to take action and make sure that you are able to live your best life and live your dreams. You know, like, I've been able to do it. And if I could do that in over a space, just a few years, and, you know, create a podcast like this with over like 5,000 listens, 230 episodes. Hey, hello, it's your turn. You could do this too. All right. Ultimately, it's up to you, right? And, you know, we all want multiple streams of income. Now, trying to secure the bag, like I said, without any strategy in place, it's like going to the mall and trying out stuff that you do not, you know, you want to buy it, but your wallet is at home. You have no strategy and you actually don't even have the tools. So it's hilarious and I don't want you to be on that table. So I want you to ask yourself quickly a couple of questions. Why do you want more money? What will you use the new income for? Why do you need this new income? Take a moment to think about that. Write your thoughts down. You know, sometimes we get so caught up trying to earn more money that we forget to plan on how to get it. Now, you know, in this episode, we're going to be sharing some ways to increase your earning potential this year. So it doesn't matter if you're a business owner, you're a 9-to-5er, or a student, it'll work for you. So I'm very excited and I hope you're excited, because if you're listening to me right now, it means you're on the right track. Yeah, you are. Now, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to break down the why, you know, like, why do you need and how should you get ready to, you know, increase your earning potentials. Okay. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And we're back. So let's dig in. Ways that you can increase your earning potential. Number one, negotiate. It sounds like three things, but it's one thing. All right. So currently you might have a job as an employee, you know, of a company, or you may own the brand yourself. But one thing I've learned is you don't get what you don't ask for. So make the ask. Maybe doing a job for 1 hour, but people should ideally pay you for the time that you've put in learning how to do that job efficiently within that 1 hour. So let's pick a page from the Chinese book. They never accept the first offer. It's like a traditional thing that's being done for the Chinese. Like, they always receive 2 to 3 offers and then they weigh that. And, you know, then they negotiate. Don't leave money on the table. Keep negotiating. Number two way of increasing your income is just change jobs, right? Like, they can't afford you anymore. You want to make more money, get another job. I've had to do that, you know, as in my own career where, you know, I wanted more money, they couldn't afford to pay me, and I just went back out into the job market. You know, I had more skills and I was able to market and negotiate myself, you know, a better salary, and I changed jobs. Now, before you do that, because that's not as easy as it sounds sometimes, you know, you need to perform a quick professional check and see if your current career value or, you know, the structure where you are has a potential to become even higher paying for you, you know? So I personally advise you to see what you're interested in. Make sure you have the skills needed for the role. Reach out and then ask for more money. You might even get another job. A friend of mine was telling me he got another job at another company. And then he went back to his current job and said, look, I'm about to move. Oh, these other people have given me a better offer. Match the offer. Otherwise, I'm out. And so that's another way to earn more money by basically creating competition for your services. All right. Number three is learning a new skill. So if you listen to this show for a long time, you'll know that, you know, I had a pretty interesting start to the beginning of my career. I studied communications. And, you know, at that time, well, once I graduated, I worked at an IT firm in downtown Baltimore called Cedar. And then I got fired. And after I did that, I had to go back to school, take classes, digital tech, and, you know, learn HTML and how to code and all these things. And then I got a job at NASA. Can you believe it? Yep, that's what happened. And I realized that, you know, the money in this field, once you have some tech skills, you know, you can really earn, you know, what you like. So you might need to go where that money is. And, you know, so you need to listen to that acquiring new skills episode. And on that episode, we share extensively what skills you can take a look at and what platforms to find them here in Nigeria. So take a mental note to go back to the acquiring skills episode and, you know, get yourself some skills. Number four, way to, you know, just earn more, you can start a side hustle. You really can't do that. Find a small problem and solve it consistently. That's your side hustle. And maybe I should do an episode on managing side hustles. If you like that, please let me know. I'd be happy to do that. Now, if the side hustle is handled properly, it'll graduate into a full-blown business venture that you could scale to earn much more income. How are we doing so far? I hope you are getting a lot from this episode. Now, make sure that your side hustle does not affect your main hustle until it becomes your main hustle. You get what I'm saying? Don't let your side hustle get you in trouble, your boss, where they're like, hey, what's going on? You're now stealing business from us, or you're now using company time to do your side hustle. So you're going to need to manage your time for your side hustle so that it doesn't interfere with your main hustle and you're able to, you know, not spread yourself too thin either. All right. Number five, improve your networking game. You want to make more money? Improve your networking game. If you're listening to this and you know it's 2021, you know we're still in the middle of this deadly pandemic and this virus, you know? So it's almost impossible to find actual physical events to go to and network like we used to. So you have to learn how to network online, you know, use social media in that way. You are on these platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, virtual events, Zoom, this, that, you know, share social proof, you know, update your LinkedIn, talk about the magic you create in the world, look for volunteering opportunities, you know, these things have helped me so much in my life, and I hope that they will help you too. And, you know, we'll make time to speak about, you know, building your own personal brand during our weekly conversations on Clubhouse at 1 p.m. So if you have an iPhone, please follow me at Faith History or Faith Adepoju and turn on the bell button and you'll get notifications when I'm in a room or when I ping you in. Number six, you can get yourself a mentor or a coach. I've been coaching young people in the middle of transitioning into their digital careers, or they're trying to just up their level in their current digital career for the past couple of years. And I've been getting great reviews, you know, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, my joy in doing that is just to help people, you know, actualize and realize their capabilities and gain more abilities, you know, and even have more access to opportunities that are right around them, like staring them in the face, you know? So, you know, coaching is super important. Receiving coaching is super important in your journey. And so I've opened up a couple more coaching spots. You know, it's affordable. It's just $10K. If you'd like to claim a spot, just DM Coach Me on Instagram. That's at eDigitalAfrica. Pick a day you're available on my calendar and we'll start the process for you immediately. On the subject of mentorship, it's important that you take that seriously because mentors are capable of showing you the way faster than you'll ever realize. And sometimes they're not even people that you have to know specifically. You know, your mentor could be someone that you look up to as a great speaker, there's a great writer, an author, you know, and they can mentor you from afar. Yep, they can. All right, I'm going to go to another quick break. When I come back, we are going to share some communities that you can join that will help you increase your earning potential. Don't even think about changing the dial. We'll be right back. My name is Faith History. You're listening to eDigital Africa, the show for digital savvy millennials. We'll be right back. And we are back. Now, before we went on break, I promised to share with you our resources. So always, we're always sharing resources with you because we don't just want to talk about it. We want you to take action and go do something. So what's the something I want you to do? I want you to check out some of these communities that you can join, which can help you skyrocket your income levels and, you know, just increase your earnings, right? Directly or indirectly. Number one on the list is eDigital Africa. That's our tribe. Now, that is my own business community. It's a place that you want to be in right now. We have a full schedule. We bounce ideas off of each other. People work together, grow businesses together. If you'd like to join us, DM community to at eDigital Africa, and we'll make sure you get in, all right? Just DM community to eDigital Africa. So just if you go on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, just at eDigital Africa, just DM community, and then we'll know that you want to join the community, and we'll send you instructions on joining, or just, you know, buzz you right in. Yes. All right. Number two, WinBiz. This is short for Women in Management, Business, and Public Service. So it's great for women. For you to connect to this community. They have a great network. It's helpful, insightful, you know, clickish. They usually have some events, paid and unpaid events, you know, so check them out. WinBiz is a good one. Everything That Art is another one, you know, community for you if you're into content creation, tech, art. The resources they have are great. And the NR Tribe is just so awesome. So just... And the owner is a great friend of mine. So that's a really good platform too. And now you have all this great information. There's tons of other communities out there. You know, look into them. Depending on what you're into, whether you're into like business, entrepreneurship, graphic design, content creation. You know, are you into tech? You know, like hardcore tech. You know, we've got the Tech Cabal community. So there's tons of communities out there. Just find one, join, and be active. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm so excited. You have all this information. Please take action. Don't just ignore it. Don't just listen. Go and do your own research. Use the information you heard today. Otherwise, guess what? You just wasted precious 15 minutes of your life listening to me, and then you're not doing anything about it. I want you to do something about it so that you can then, continue to evolve, which is what we want you to do this season. Also have some news. Every Friday at 1 p.m. we are on Clubhouse. We are with our community of listeners, you know, people who love the podcast, who love to listen to podcasts and radio, and who love to talk and learn and share. So come and join us on Clubhouse. If you have an iPhone, you can download that app. It is a great platform to be on. It's a great social media platform. If you have an iPhone, it's a great social media platform to be on, and you should go ahead and join us on Clubhouse. And that's the show for today on eDigital Africa, the show for digital savvy millennials. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week when we talk about so many other amazing topics. And until then, it's bye for now from me, your girl, Faith History. Toodles!
For more on this topic, visit www.edigitalafrica.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
The Everything Digital Show is brought to you by eDigital Africa. This is a Faith History production.